Monday night, May 6th at the Hyatt Regency in San Francisco, you're invited to join athletes and celebs at the Bay Area Sports Hall of Fame Enshrinement Dinner. Be there to celebrate this year's class featuring Olympic swimmer Jenny Thompson, San Jose Earthquakes legend Chris Wondolowski, Niners Super Bowl hero John Taylor, Sharks icon Patrick Marleau, and the architect of the Giants dynasty, Brian Sabian. Be a part of this star-studded evening benefiting Special Olympics Northern California. To purchase tickets, visit bashoff.org. That's BASHOF.org.
He scores! Score! Score!
The San Jose Sharks proudly present Sharks Hockey Digest. Here's your host, Dan Ruzanowski.
At the end of the 23-24 season, defenseman Henry Thrun had a chance to reflect on his first full year of professional hockey. Thrun joined the San Jose Sharks after he finished his final year at Harvard in 2023, moving from college hockey directly to the NHL, where he played in 8 games and picked up 2 assists. After experiencing his first NHL training camp, Henry wound up playing in 51 NHL contests, scoring 3 goals and 8 assists, and he appeared in 18 American Hockey League contests with the San Jose Barracuda, recording 1 goal and 5 assists in those games. For Henry, it was an important season of development.
I think it was a solid year. I feel like I saw a lot of growth in my game, which I was happy with. You know, I think, at the end of the day, I think if at the start of the year you said I'd be playing 20 minutes a night and, be up there in the team with time on ice per game, I'd be pretty happy with that. So I think, I felt I was relied upon and that was a solid year.
Henry primarily played in the NHL, but after talking with management and the coaching staff at the start of the year, he threw himself into the 18 games of AHL experience that he received with the Barracuda.
I think it was great. I talked with Mike and Coach Quinn, and they walked me through their thought process, and I was all in. I thought, what they had said to me and sort of the approach that they wanted me to take and where the Sharks were at the time, I think it was good for me. It's pro hockey is pro hockey, and it's much different than playing college or junior. So even playing in the AHL, those games were big, and it's, as I said, it's pro hockey itself is a different animal, and obviously the NHL is the top and where you want to be, but even to, getting some pro games, maybe at a touch slower pace, was good, just, kind of get more comfortable and sort of start my season off.
But every player wants a chance to play in the Stanley Cup playoffs, and Thrun expressed his disappointment at falling short of that mark.
It's tough, right? Like, we all play, we all want to win. There's both from a team and individual perspective, there's nights that we have success, there's nights that you don't. And that's just the fact of the matter. And I think that's, for me, I always try to have a positive outlook and, try to grow. And I am a big believer that you do learn the most, at least from an individual perspective, you learn the most through hardship. Obviously, it's great to have success and feel good every night. But there's certain points on my career that I point to where I truly think, wow, that's that failure, that's time period really helped me kind of push through and understand what I need to do to get to the next level. So I think just for me, trying to have a growth mindset was probably the thing that helped me stay positive. And at the end of the day, playing in the NHL, we're all so lucky to do that. It's a pretty surreal lifestyle, and it's something that I've dreamed of doing since I was a little kid. So for me, it still is that honeymoon phase, I guess, hasn't worn off, and I don't imagine that'll happen anytime soon.
Henry described his growth this season as a multifaceted process.
The growth probably was a lot within game management and sort of just understanding how to be successful on a night-to-night basis. Because the thing is, in college, you play Friday, Saturday, and you're really only playing 30 games a year, 35 games. So playing 82 is a little different. And playing more frequently throughout the week is a challenge that I'm not used to. So that was something that it took me a little bit to figure that out and sort of recognizing, when you're not at your best, how to just how to not make it any worse. And I think that's learning to have a B game was important for me, because at the end of the day, everyone's obviously striving to be their best every night, but avoiding C games and just, nights that you just are average, sometimes that's okay. So I was happy with that growth. I think in terms of improvement, for me, I haven't met with the staff yet. I'll be curious to see what they say. But I think from a personal assessment, probably my strength and ability to hold on to the pucks would be my two biggest things. You know, I think the strength aspect's a big thing. You know, I felt that I've always been strong for my age, and I've always been pretty confident in my abilities with that. But I think that, NHL's a different level, and being stronger is only going to help. And I feel like it'll help me specifically within battles on the ice, being able to close plays a little harder and, you know, sort of improve my D zone. So I think that's something that the strength aspect will help kind of facilitate. And then in terms of holding on to pucks, I think for me that's seen in a couple different areas. You know, it helps on the breakout, being more comfortable, being able to hold on to it, protect it, and then make a play if it's there, or if it's not, being able to wait a second and find the next best play. Because it's a little different in college. You know, you're typically able to always find someone. You know, coverage is a little bit softer, guys don't close as quick, so being able to hold on to it, whether it be in the D zone, neutral zone, O zone, I think is something that's it's never been necessary in my game. I've always been someone that moves the puck like extremely quick, never been a big like skater of the puck, never been someone that likes to dance around with it in the O zone. I've always been very efficient and quick with my puck movement, so I think holding on to the pucks in every zone really will help a lot. As I said, D zone, sort of on the breakouts, neutral, sometimes there's not lanes there, and just something as simple as being more comfortable rushing the puck, getting the red line, maybe make a play, maybe get it deep, and then O zone, similar concepts. There's no free offense in the NHL, so I think being able to be more comfortable just holding on to it, wait a second or two and then make a play from there is probably the biggest thing for me.
What nearly every up-and-coming player notices about professional hockey is the great strength of the players. Henry noticed it too.
Yeah, I think the two biggest ones for me were the strength and the ability to hold on to the pucks. The strength obviously just is gonna help me sort of close plays out in the D zone, be a little bit stronger in the corners, and then holding on to the pucks is just going to be a little bit more see it in the breakout, making passes, or hold on to it if the play's not there, and then both through the neutral and O zone, just being able to sort of find the right play if one doesn't present itself.
How will he work on that aspect of his game?
Yeah, that's a great question, because it's something that I talked with the strength staff about, and as I said, I've always been a pretty strong guy for my age and have tested well, but at the end of the day, that doesn't help you. That doesn't help you. Just because you test well doesn't mean you're going to out-muscle someone in the corner. So it's I truthfully think it will come with a little bit of time. I think the physical aspect of my game was probably the last thing that clicked for me in college. So it's something that I've always been more of a defender with my stick, and more of like a heady defender than necessarily like a brute force guy. But I think in college, that was probably the last thing that took me some time to figure out. But my senior year of college, I was pretty confident with my physical ability, and was actually was really happy with the physicality that I brought to our team. And I think that this year it's something that was non-existent in my game. It's just very blunt. I wasn't overly impressed with myself physically, and whether that was from a inability to do it, or whether it was from a strength perspective, it just wasn't there. But it's something that's, again, I'm not, obviously I'd like it all to be figured out right now, but it's something that I think will just come with time. I can ask older defensemen about it. I can kind of see the progression of other guys and figure out how that timeline comes to be, and how I can get there. But it's something, as I said, it took me a minute to figure it out in college, and once I got there, I was fairly happy with the physicality I could bring to my team. But right now, I don't think it's there, but it's gonna be something I worked on this summer.
Henry saw some time on the power play as the season developed, including his first National Hockey League tally on the road in Toronto.
Granlund gets it on the point, crisscrossing now with Duclair, moves down into the corner, stops, takes a look, finds Duclair on the point, moves to his left, goes back to the top of the circle, and Granlund shoots, tip, score! Mikhail Granlund shoots the puck, and it's deflected home, and the San Jose Sharks end up getting a power play goal. That might be Henry Thrun's very first National Hockey League goal.
It's something that I'm comfortable with. It's something that, you know, I'm striving to be. You know, I'm striving to be the best player that I can be, and that's, you know, I want to be a first pair D-man. I want to be a dominant player in this league, and I think that's this year there are aspects of my game that I wasn't fully able to display, particularly on the offensive side. And I think that's, you know, the past couple of years I've produced at a pretty high clip, and have always been really confident in my offensive game. And I think this year, I obviously didn't expect to produce at the same you know, rate that I did in college, but it was a little lower than I'd hoped for. So I think that's a part of my game that I obviously didn't mention to you guys, because it's something that I know I have, and I think just with team success that'll come a little bit more. So it's not something that I feel the need to necessarily work on that much. But yeah, as you had said, it's I feel I have a lot to give to help a team win, and I think that I'm striving to be a number one D-man and be able to play on first pairs, and I think it's something that it excites me, and I've always been pretty motivated like that, and you know, I'm just trying to be the best player I can be.
How do you become a more offensive defenseman in pro hockey?
It's more production, truthfully. And as I said, I think I've proven I can do that. You know, throughout college, there was maybe only two or three guys that produced at a higher clip than me. For me, it's something that I'm confident in, and this year, as I said, I didn't display it that much, just probably for just some of the team success we had, not as much offensive opportunity. It's something I don't think I need to, it's not going to be a forefront of what I want to work on, because I think I still have it in my back pocket. And I think it's something that, similar to the strength, it'll come with time, and as well just more team success.
What's also exciting is that Henry joins other young Sharks defensemen like Shakir Mukhamadulin, Jack Thompson, Jake Furlong, and even Mario Ferraro, who still fits into that young D category. Working and growing together with this group is something that he's enjoying.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's really exciting. You know, they're all great players. Gotten a chance to play with Shaq and Jack, and as well as numerous other, you know, young D that we have. It's exciting, and I think it's a good thing for our organization. It's something that, you know, I think it drives all of us to be better. And I think that's only going to help us put a better result out on the ice as a team. So it's something that's, they all have different skill sets. And it's something that all of them will be here soon enough. So I'm really excited about it.
What are Henry's plans for the summer?
I'll be home basically for the next couple of weeks. And then we'll get start. I'll head up to Boston and train there. Basically in my entire summer. So there's a good group of pro guys there. I'm familiar with all of them. It's what I've done pretty much every summer of my career, so it's something I'm comfortable with. And obviously there's going to be some certain areas of focus that I'll have this summer, but in terms of actual overall approach and plans, there's no major adjustment for me.
Will he work with teammate Colin Graf, who's also from Massachusetts?
I'll see Graffer around. We play in a similar, or we play in a 3-on-3 league together. But we're at different gyms, and sometimes we utilize the same skating coach, but I don't train with him on every day.
And what about Sharks first-round selection Will Smith, who just completed an amazing season at Boston College? Will Henry see very much of him, and is he going to try to convince Will to turn pro?
I see Will a little bit more throughout the summer. Him and I, he's someone that, he's a hell of a player, and I would love for him to join the Sharks. I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm sure that him and management are working through it and finding the best option for him. But he's someone that, someone that I see throughout the summer, we'll skate with, and a guy who's, he's a great player on the ice, and he's a good kid too.
One thing that Henry Thrun will impart to all of the younger players is this. The physical game in the NHL is an eye-opening experience, and it's something that all players need to prepare for in the very best way that they know how.
Yeah, it's. I talked to Colin about it a little bit when he had gotten here. And ironically, the strength is the biggest thing. You know, I remember last year we played Colorado, Vegas, a couple times first few games, and going against a guy like Eichel or Rantanen, It's tough to move them around. You know, I when people ask me, I say the big guys are too big to move, and the small guys are too fast to move. So it's a challenge, and I'd say the strength's probably the biggest thing. But at the end of the day, their skill sets are so high and are world class. So there's something that that part of their game should hopefully be able to sort of drive success early in their careers, and then I imagine that they're smart enough, they'll figure out kind of how to round out everything else.
Some thoughts from Sharks defenseman Henry Thrun. I'm Dan Rusinowski.
You've been listening to Sharks Hockey Digest. This has been a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.